Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Marcus Mathan. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mathan. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this.
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mathan on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mathan and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Mathan. It's just Steve Rummage right now. It's not just Steve Rummage, but there's not Marcus Mathan. We'll talk about that in just a second. But Steve Rummage is in the house. Perrin Johnson's in here. He's getting his stuff fixed up real quick. Jack, can we get Perrin a little bit of sound in his ears here? Like he's looking
is
for
Is he not getting anything?
I am. It's just really low.
Just really low.
There should be a knob there that you turn up.
I am playing with those, but I don't want to mess up anything.
So. Try a different outlet.
Okay, maybe. Fair enough. Yeah. Anyway.
That's going to be on the mixtape.
Yeah, yes. that's perfect. So, we wasn't on yesterday. So, and then I've been out. So, they probably need some material for the mixtape. So, maybe I can help out today. Jack Grossman's in there, man. Jack, what's going on, man?
Just happy to be here. Always happy to be here.
Okay.
There's football this weekend. There's basketball last night. The Reds are surging. The Cubs are choking.
Listen, the Reds are, and I am going to very happily spend Mitch's $50. So,
well, what are you going to spend Mitch's 50 bucks on?
It's a little bit of a surprise. I can't tell. So, I can't say.
Can we do like a 20 questions guessing game?
No, because you'll find out. You'll find out. But I have something very particular picked out for Mitch's money. But listen, in all seriousness, we have an absolutely loaded Friday. So much to talk about. Some basketball. I know I want to get parents' comments because I'm going to have to take up for my guy today because my guy's been taking a beating. My coach's been taking a beating, and I'm going to have to take up for him today. So we're going to talk about that. Perrin may have some surprises up his sleeve, which I just heard about, and I'm very, very excited if everything works out. So, but we're going to talk football. We're going to talk everything. But before we do, give me just a second to give a little bit of explanation of what is happening, what's going on here. So as many people know, it's been and Perrin, please feel free to interject in any way you want.
Yeah, no, I'm here for it. I want to hear you paint the picture.
Okay, well, first, let me be very, let's be serious for a second. Let's have a conversation. Because as you noticed yesterday, we weren't on the air. That wasn't for no reason. So this week has been a pretty hectic week in the city. Okay,
yes.
With a lot of decisions that were made. I talked with Marcus, not Marcus, my co-host, but Marcus, my friend. And my friend, Marcus, and I'm saying it like that for a reason, because it's not, it's more than radio back and forth, right?
Right.
So my friend has his own feelings about some things that's happened this week, as you know, a lot of people do. So my friend is a black man. You guys know that. I'm in no way, shape, or form here to explain or try to tell anyone who is a black man or a black woman right now how they should feel or not feel or handle anything, how they feel like they should handle whatever they're going to handle.
Right.
Okay. And then, Perrin, I'll let you, because I know you haven't been on the air, so I'll give a second to you two with this, but. Because Perrin is my friend as well, outside of radio, you know. So, but Marcus called me. I appreciate it. He called me. He gave me a decision. He didn't try to make a decision for me. And let me say, Marcus Maben, knowing him has done one thing in my life. It has made me learn how to have empathy for people. That's one thing. If it look, when he has a lasting thing on my life, that's going to be it. That I was not empathetic before. And in a lot of situations, I am very, very guilty of being Mr. or being there's more to the story, probably. I need to see the whole footage. What really happened? I'm extremely guilty, and Perrin, I mean, I'm talking to Perrin this way too. I mean, and I'm not proud of that, but I am guilty of that kind of being my mindset with a lot of things. So I kind of would just say that and move on. Marcus being in my life has changed that a lot, and how he handles things, and has made me a better person. So this time around, I will say I have a lot more empathy. So. When my friend said, this is how I feel, this is what I'm going to do, I supported my friend. And yesterday, we weren't on the air. So today, I am on the air. He's not. He hasn't quit. He's not fired. He'll be back when he feels that need. And I'm not going to go over speaking for him because he has social media and he has a voice. And
you know they're
himself.
Like, good, because we don't want Perrin on all the time.
Oh, God. Now we have Perrin. No, Perrin is, yeah, are you kidding me? Yeah. Perrin is awesome.
I know, I'm playing.
So I just wanted to, I'm not going to go into much more than that because I wanted to, Marcus can speak for himself. He's a big boy. But I just want to say I support Marcus. And whatever, and I appreciate him as a friend giving me the choice to make a decision for myself too. And yesterday I made a decision, and today I'm making another. And so here we are. So Perrin, I know it's been a wild week for y'all, or you know, and or for you too, and for me, and for everybody here in the city, and everybody in the country. I mean, you see NBA talking about it, different people talking about it. We don't have to go too far, but I don't want to shut you off if there's something you know you want to say.
This has been this week has been a long week. I'll say this, I don't want to get too deep down the wormhole. It's emotionally taxing, and to see everybody be the way that they've been. I have a hard time with social media. But America is also the greatest country in the world because we're allowed to express our opinions, whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. I don't feel good about the Breonna Taylor situation. I don't condone police violence. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of brass to be a cop, considering the amount of money you make versus what you're doing. Do I think there needs to be reform? Yes. So sure. With that being said, like, I don't want to get too far down the wormhole because mm-hmm. we are a sports show mm-hmm. and I understand that people have their political beliefs. And, the one thing about being older as a young African-American man is I think I don't expect people to understand my viewpoints because they didn't grow up the way I did. Yeah. And I hope people have empathy for my viewpoints. Mm-hmm. Because I have empathy for other people's viewpoints.
Absolutely.
And people always aren't going to agree with my viewpoints, and I'm not always going to agree with everybody else's. So I could say a lot, but you don't tune in to me to listen to my political opinion. You have the news for that, and then you don't. And then half the time we can't believe that anyway. So that's sure. another animal. Yeah, so, but anyway.
Yeah, I would say that that is important. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and try to lecture people because that would be incredibly stupid of me because I am far from the most informed person on anything. But I do think it is important what Perrin said to where we need to look at everyone's viewpoints and try to be empathetic with everyone. And like, you know, I was hurt by what happened. Mm-hmm. I'm not a black person, but I felt really bad about what happened. I still feel really bad about what happened. And it's just, kind of hard to articulate anything with it, I have found.
I'll tell you this much. If you, there are people that are upset and they will say that what happened to Breonna Taylor, she put her hands and played that game and those are repercussions to that game. And I understand that. But so if also if I'm a police officer, I just feel like if you feel like Breonna Taylor shouldn't have been doing what she was doing, you guys should have been having your body cams on too. Mm-hmm. So if the body cams are on, none of this is really an issue. It takes the bullets out the smoking gun. And I don't know if you've seen Training Day, but it kind of feels like that scene where they got my man in the the house. So low key to me, but that's like I said, that's my mm-hmm. political opinion, because if you're executing a high powered warrant, you know, you want to make sure you have all your I's dotted and T's crossed to cover your own tail. That's just my opinion, but that's neither here nor there. So, Steve.
Yeah.
We
just want to make sure people know we're not running from that conversation. And if there's, you know, if somebody feels some way, by all means. So, I did want to explain where Marcus was. Like I said, I'm not going to go much further than that for Marcus, because Marcus is a big boy. He'll talk about it when he wants to talk about it, when he feels comfortable. Yeah. But he's not quit. He's still going to do radio. But I'm empathetic, like we've been talking about. That's the word of the day on how he feels, and I'll let him deal with that with how he chooses. So, anyway.
So Steve.
Yes.
Cowboys are 1-1.
Yeah.
Lakers are up 3-1.
How about them?
You know, the Miami Heat, Tyler Hero looks like he's about to get a max deal. Pat Riley about to give him the check here in a couple of years. There's a lot of things to get to. Where do you want to start, my good friend, sir?
Well, I'll tell you where I want to start. 100%. And it's kind of awkward to start here because we're right in the middle of football season. We're right in the middle of and we'll kind of circle back around at some point to some of that, because I do want to get your thoughts on a few things on the NBA. So that I was watching last night, because of course I'm all in, and of course I'm watching the Lakers and the Nuggets will not come back from 3-1 this time. So it's going to be a finals that I'm interested in, but I'll get to this phone call first. We'll go ahead. We'll take that. And then we're right in the middle of football season, but I have to start kind of taking up for my coach. So we'll do that first. Tony, what's going on, man? Welcome in.
First, I got thanks, man. How you guys doing today?
Good, man. What's going on?
So I got a question, and then I got a comment.
Okay.
Okay, so my question is for Perrin. Why do you keep preferencing the way you feel as political?
Well, because a lot of people. You know, you're right when you say that, because it's not technically a political way, but I guess I don't like to mix a lot of the opinions that have been attached to it have been based on a lot of people's political opinions.
That's their fault, you know.
I can barely hear him. Hold on, Tony, because hold on. We've been messing with this speaker all day, so you're kind of muffled. Let me see if I can find something else I can make this work. Okay, try it again. Can you talk now?
So for those folks that feel like it's political, that's their fault. I don't feel like this is anything political. It's definitely issues that, as far as police reform and things of that nature, that has nothing to do with politics. That's got to do with real life. But my comment is going to be, as far as my Marcus Maven, I miss you guys yesterday on the radio. I didn't know what was going on. But I'm really glad that Steve, that you chose to. Do what you feel, and you found that empathy. We need that in our lives. So I just want to say I really appreciate you, Steve, for finding your empathetic side, man. Thanks.
No, what was it? Hey, Tony, you still there?
Yeah.
Hey, what was the first thing you said? Like, I can hear you now.
Oh no, I was just letting you know, as far as political, when they try to make this thing political. You definitely don't, it's just, I feel like you can look over there and they preface your comments by saying you don't want to be political, because police reform and things of that nature, I feel like, shouldn't be politicized all the time.
Yeah.
So, that's what I said.
Okay. No, I appreciate you saying that, man.
Appreciate the call, Tony. Well, again, I mean, I think that I think you pretty much summed that up, though, by saying, you know, okay.
I can hear now.
Yeah, I know.
Now my problem is I need to turn the volume down because I'm about to go deaf.
Oh, I know.
But Beethoven was deaf, and he did a lot of great things.
Yeah, the issue was the earbuds, not anything else.
Hey, no, these things work in the studio, so that's not the case.
Yeah.
Don't be a hater on my headphones.
Yeah, don't hate on the headphones.
No, I'm going to hate on the headphones.
Right. So, I mean, a lot of people, again. Yeah.
And people are right. Somebody texted in and said human rights is not a political issue. You're right, but all I'm saying is this. I don't, you know, Dave Chappelle said it best. People don't tune into ESPN Louisville and 93.9 DeVille to listen to my political viewpoint. So I just don't want to, and I'm not, or human rights issues.
Yeah. I don't want to
I don't feel like I need to talk about those things because I don't expect people to have the same viewpoints as me.
Sure.
And I really, and as I've learned in the 35 years, about to be 36 on this planet.
Sure.
I'm not going to, I'm not going to change people's minds. That's something people have to decide for themselves.
Right.
So that's what I'm getting at.
I agree with that. And I do like to give people, I do know that there's a lot of emotion with this, and I do know a lot of people are hurting. A lot of people are angry in all kinds of directions, right, wrong, or indifferent. So I also don't want to, I don't know, I don't want to shut it off, though, and say, hey, don't call in with your, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm, and I'm not saying you're saying that, but I'm, you know, I'm like, hey, don't call in with your problems, because one thing is I do know on this show, I do know a lot of our audience. And we're very proud of our audience, and we're very proud of being on this show. We're very proud of the city of Louisville and the inner city and the places that we have talked about on the show that we are pretty passionate about.
Right.
And I mean, I've taken hits for it. I mean, I live in the county, so I mean, I've been pretty open about it. I've taken some hits for some of the stands I've taken on here, but I just don't want to act like people don't, you know, like, hey, don't call in. I mean, if you got an opinion, you know, by all means.
And trust me, Steve, see, you guys get the PG version. Like, Steve knows how I feel about a lot of things.
100%.
I know how Steve feels about a lot of things. I say a lot of things that I don't say on air. And if you're a Facebook friend of me, you probably know. You mean you? I'll make it very clear
absolutely.
About how I feel. Well, now, with that being said, though, I just... My biggest thing right now is I left California to live in the great state of Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kentucky's a great place. Louisville's a great town. And then the people ask me, why you love Louisville so much? It's easy to live here. Like, you know, I almost moved to New York. I didn't want to deal with the hustle and bustle of the city.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to do it. And I didn't want to pay $5,000 for a $1,100 or, you know, $3,000 for a 1,500 foot square foot apartment.
Oh,
I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
It's probably more than that. So, I just think that right now, as a state, we are in grave danger from an economical standpoint. We need to have people, whether what side you are on the aisle, to really be progressive in terms of economic development and growth in this city and in this state. We are behind the eight ball. We give our money up to Indiana for gambling. We need more Fortune 500 companies to want to come here to do business and commerce. We need to do more things for, and that's a whole nother discussion. But economic development is my number one concern for this state, because if we continue down the trend that we're going on, we will be left behind, and we're kind of already trailing already. That's what my biggest concern is. Tobacco ain't going to save it. Coal ain't going to save it. There's a lot of things that we have a lot of land here. We can do a lot of things. I don't know what we need to do, but we can do something from an economical standpoint to be develop this state and be progressive to have this state be where it should be and what it's capable of being. And that's all I got about that.
Sure. You want to go ahead and get these before we lock it in there? Go ahead. Whichever one you want.
Okay, we're going to go to Nicholas first.
Nicholas, what's going on, man?
Hey, Steve, Karen. Just want to offer some encouragement to you guys and Marcus as well, man. I'm a white male, and I'm married to an African-American young lady, and we have six kids, man, and we're trying to raise these children the best way that we know how to. And, Karen, I disagree with you that you shouldn't speak on stuff like this, because the only way a lot of times people understand something's wrong is when somebody points it out. And unless we keep pointing out the issues just keep going over. It's kind of like sweeping things underneath the rug. And unless we bring this to the people and see where the people are with this, we're not going to make any progress. The only way to make progress is to learn from the mistakes that you've made in the past and address those mistakes. The more that we keep running away from this, it's the worse that it gets. It's time that everybody stands up for what they believe in. Either you stand for something or you fall for everything. And I just ask the people of the community to continue to voice your opinion, because no matter how big or how small, no matter what color, no matter how you feel, your opinion matters. And just because somebody doesn't agree with it doesn't take away from your opinion. You have a right to that opinion, and you have a right to the way that you feel. And as I said, I'm a white male, and I feel wrong about this. I feel the same way that you do, Karen. I feel like this kind of was more along the lines of some training day activity, and I don't condone in that. I support, you know, police. You know, they do good things in the community. But this is one of those things that were bad in the community, and it needs to be addressed. And that's all I got. You guys keep doing what you're doing, man. We love y'all.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate that.
You know, I really want to say a lot, but I just don't. I might say something. I'm gonna think about it. Mm-hmm. And then we're gonna do Plumber Chuck. Chuck, what's going on?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Not too bad. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Can I get an opinion on a different topic from you and Steve?
You can do. Hey, Chuck, it's your world. We're just living in it, Plumber Chuck.
All right. Since you played basketball, Perrin. Yeah. I want your Steve's opinion. I'm gonna hang up and listen on the UK U of L game going to Cincinnati and the scheduling in that. And I want to hear your opinion. I'm hanging up. Y'all have a great weekend.
I appreciate it, Plumber Chuck. You know what, Len? Let's go ahead and do that. Let's do that. Of course, we're still today. Like I said, we're very open. If we're not running from the conversation, and I want to open it up. I know not a lot of shows have necessarily done that, but we are open to that conversation today, and we'll continue to have it, and we'll go in and out of that, and that's fine. But Chris Mack, my guy took a beating, man. And
go ahead.
I'm ready to take up for my guy.
Ooh, your voice is a little cracking over there. You're getting a little emotional.
I'm ready to take up for my guy on this conversation.
You sound a little emotional over there, baby.
Listen, I have heard nothing, but over the last couple, what's up, Pops? Pops Enoch, man. Here's the thing. I have heard a lot of slander over my guy, over my coach, Chris Mack, over the last couple days. And let me be honest with you. I'm going to tell you something, and then I'm going to play a clip, and then I'm going to bring you all to the table. And we're going to have one of our little conversations that we like to have here. I almost come in here today and got angry with my coach and gave him the business about the rivalry and said, you got to play it because, you know, you're running from it and you're not winning it. And if I had, without fully hearing this clip, and I want to thank Drew Diener for playing this sound this morning and me being able to hear it, because I couldn't have 180'd more when I heard this.
What did the Dark Emperor play for you?
Jack, will you play the sound real quick?
Louisville, Kentucky will happen in 2020.
You know, I don't know.
I don't know,
you know, because – again, you know, you're dealing with a limited calendar. For instance, the University of Cincinnati, we were supposed to play our second game of the season against those guys at their place. You know, talking to John Brannon, you know, how fair is it for us to play their home game in front of literally no fans and then have him return the game? You know, and I think the same thing, you know, holds true for the Louisville, Kentucky game. You know, where is the equity of Kentucky coming here in front of no fans and then having to go back to Rupp Arena in front of 21,000 fans. But I recognize, and we recognize, man, the best rivalry. I know I'm biased in all of college basketball. If there was somehow we could do this at a neutral site, again, that's without talking to Kentucky and what their scheduling holds.
All right. Now here's the thing.
See, I fly so close to the sun on these things.
Okay.
But I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay, because, Jack, first off, let me give you a chance here, too.
All right.
Do you have an opinion on this?
Yes, I do. And I think my opinion...
And this will be interesting because you went to IU.
Yes.
So I really want to hear this because Kentucky stopped playing IU, and when the last time they played IU, were you at that game?
Funny story about the game. Okay, I almost went to that game because my dad's an IU grad, so I was a bigger Louisville fan than an Indiana fan growing up.
Right.
But I still like casually rooted for Indiana too, so I was going to get my dad tickets to that game as a birthday present. And he saw me looking at the ticket prices online, and his exact words were, "Jack, do not waste that much money on me to see IU get killed."
Mm. I bet he would have liked to change that around. So.
Yeah, so I've used that story for years now. But okay.
Has Steve, have you been to Bloomington?
I have.
It is a great college town.
I have. Yeah, I love great it up there. Town. Actually, they recruited me.
Somebody texted in, where's Maven? He is not here, and he is imposed at the moment due to certain things that we've already addressed. Yeah. So if you're tuning in late, we will get into that probably in a little bit.
Yeah. I can bring it up again later just to kind of, but Maven's good. He'll be back when he chooses.
Yeah, but there's multiple levels that I look at this. Okay. There is the level
Tell me what you think, and I'll tell you why you're wrong.
There is the level of it's not fair that Louisville would, in theory, host Kentucky in front of no fans or in front of four fans and then go back to Rupp Arena and have to play 21,000. I get where he's coming from with that.
It's really 24. Let's not skew the numbers. It's 24,000 strong in that building.
But you're seeing this happen with conference games everywhere in every sport this year. So for me, I think it's more important than to play the game than to be quote-unquote fair. I think the perfect solution would be I think it's stupid to play a neutral site when the two schools are so close together. Just play it in one of the venues this year and then play it in Louisville next year. I think that's the perfect solution. However, to not play the game just because of the pettiness of we want it to be fair because of the fans, I think is absolutely asinine. And
there is no
reason that should be the lone reason that game is not played. That is absolutely on Chris Mack and on Louisville and on Calipari and Kentucky. There's equal weight there. If they can't play the game only because they don't want it to be fair. Because that's, I mean, come on. With everything going on right now, both, you know, we talk about, it had nothing to do with it, but the Breonna Taylor stuff, what does have stuff to do with it, with COVID, with so much going on in the world right now, to not play the game because of fairness of fans is absolutely stupid.
Well, that was really a precious soliloquy there.
You are a fool.
Yeah, I hate you. That was really.
I hate you. Yeah, I love the word.
That was really, really nice what you said there. And I mean, I'm not mocking you on that. It was very nice. You
this put feels it together. Like a dad moment.
Yeah, you put it together very well. Do you know that the University of Louisville this year furloughed how many employees? I mean, I'm not asking you because I don't know. I mean, but I know it's a lot.
Well,
right?
I know there's a large group of gentlemen that were there that were friends of mine, and they were there since I attended the school. And some of them are buddies of mine that started after they finished school. And they were let go or furloughed or whatever you may be because of the current circumstances of the economy.
Let's be real. A lot of them were furloughed but let go. I mean, you know, it was one of those things where, you're furloughed, but you're not coming back. We know that. And honestly, I know, I'm just like you, I know some that knew that when they got the call. Like, they're not going to have me back. Louisville furloughed a ton of workers. Do you know Chris Mack and our athletic staff took, was it 20%, 10%, 20% pay cut this year in their money?
No, I understand that completely, because that's happening across the board everywhere. No,
right. They took a pay cut. Do you know how much money is brought in to the University of Louisville for a U of L UK basketball game?
I would imagine it's a large sum.
Probably one of your biggest money makers of the year. Now, here's my thing. And I'm so surprised that Drew Diener, being a money guy, didn't kind of hit on this a little more. Because I 100% back my coach when he says, you think we're going to play that game here with no fans, no little revenue compared to what it would be? And then I'm just going to turn around and take my school back to Kentucky next year and you play in front of like parents in 24,000 and you bring in a revenue day and you do all this stuff and you make it a spectacle and you do that and I get this game here, because he immediately turns around and says, let's make it happen. Let's play neutral. Let's split the money. Like, why, like let's play the game. To me, it has nothing to do with fan fairness. To me, it is, wait a minute now. Like, we're not going to take this massive hit. Look, and Texter says little revenue is better than no revenue. I disagree with that when you're going to turn right around. And in this state, where you do not have to jump through the financial, or you have to jump through financial hurdles that the university down the road does not have to, I am not playing that game. Well, a little bit's better than none. Well, just give us a little bit and then we're okay. I am proud of Chris Mack for taking a stand on this one.
Yeah.
And saying, absolutely not. Are we just going to take the shaft here and just say,
whoa, shaft, whoa, whoa.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? We're not going to just take this one and say, oh, well, Louisville should just play the game at their place and then go back to Kentucky. Now, I agree with Cream. If it's something along the lines of, okay, we're going to play it in one of the venues, and then next year we'll pick the series up like normal.
Texter says, why don't you play it in the state of Indy? Well, you play it in Indy where they can have fans at and 20% capacity.
That's not a bad idea. I've heard all kinds of things. I've heard that would be a good idea. Somebody on Twitter, and I wish I could credit them, had a great idea, said with what's going on in the city, go play it in HBCU and have some kind of telethon and donate so much of the money towards, you know, HBCUs. I mean, there's multiple things you can do. Like you said, go to Indy, play 20% fans.
That would be so stupid, though, to have teams in Louisville.
I was waiting for it.
What's a natural place for them to play? Well, just play it in Freedom Hall. I get where you're coming from.
I agree with you.
Look, you should not play that game out of the state of Kentucky.
I could see where Kentucky fan... basically, look, empathy is kind of the word, and I'm not very empathetic towards Kentucky fans at all, but I could see where Kentucky fan would say, wait a minute, so we're going to move it out of the Yum Center, play it in Freedom Hall, and you're going to call it neutral, but you're still in Louisville. Like, Kentucky's still traveling to Louisville. Like, I could get where you say, no, let's meet somewhere. Now, I'm okay with what you're doing. Play in Bowling Green. Play somewhere
in Frankfurt.
Is there an arena in Frankfort where they could play?
I don't know. Hold on. Check this out. Let's see. While you guys are two going back and forth, let's see what my man Frank has to say on the line. Frank, happy Friday, brother. What's going on?
Good call.
Man, what is going on? Loving the discussion. Now, listen, I do apologize for coming late. I don't know what's going on with Marcus, whatever it is. Certainly want to encourage him and encourage all of y'all, because it's got to be hard dealing with political issues on a sports show. But be that as it may, and I want to say, forget UK fans. Man, forget them, you know, because I'm tired of UK trying to control the narrative of everything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just, it's always, you know, they canceled the Indiana series with them and IU, and now all of a sudden, you know, because Chris Mack said what he said, everybody's getting butthurt. So, look, call me Petty Pendergrass, Petty Bridgewater, Petty Roosevelt. Yes, I am being petty. It wouldn't hurt my feelings one bit if we didn't play.
Hold on, Frank, hold on. Did you say call yourself Teddy Pendergrass? You think you need to let it go? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, they need to let it go. Petty Pendergrass, man. I am Petty Pendergrass. They need to let it go. Looks like another TKO. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm going to say this and hang up. My thing is that, you know, UK fans did not say a word when the SEC, you know, nixed the football game with us in UK. You know, well, you know, the SEC, they're not, they're doing conference only. early, and you know, of course, we wanted to play the game, but they was okay with it. So you know what? If our coach decides not to play the game, fine. That's okay. I ain't got a problem with that. So I'm gone. I, you know, love you guys, man. Like I said, y'all stay encouraged, man, because you know when it's all said and done, when the smoke clears. You know, justice is going to prevail on whatever realm, whether it's economic, social, justice reform. So y'all take care.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank.
Yeah, Frank. Appreciate it.
Didn't Marcus, I believe I remember this happening, didn't Marcus rant and crush UK for hiding behind the SEC and not playing Louisville in football?
Yeah.
So how's this any different?
Okay, hold up. I don't hear both of y'all talk. So fair I'm going to go ahead and put my 2 cents fair on enough. If y'all don't mind. Fair. I'm going to go ahead and put my what's the state of Kentucky sales tax is 6%. I'm going to put my 6% on it. Y'all can have the rest.
That's fair.
I really don't care. I know a lot of people think about the rivalry. I know a lot of people think it's a big deal. But, and here's why. Sometimes you don't need to play somebody to appreciate playing somebody. So, and I know everybody wants to talk about the rivalry, and I know Cal has got a great winning percentage against us lately, as of late, between Rick Pitino and Chris Mack. Everybody thought that IU not playing UK was going to be the end of the world. The end of the world. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We can't play IU.
UK it's not even playing IU, not the other way.
Yeah, whatever you want. However you want to phrase it, that's fine, I get all that. I really want to play UK, but if we don't, I don't really care. And the reason why is there has been so much gone wrong with 2020. I just don't really have any emotion left. I don't care if we don't play Kentucky this year. Nothing has gone as planned. I mean, that's just where I'm at. I mean, there's been a lot of things that have not been happy. If you had a choice between Kentucky and U of L playing or not having basketball at all, I'd take my chances with
I get what you're saying.
At this point, I've been hit with so many curveballs and pegged in the back with the ball, yeah, like beanballs, if I was a baseball player, that I just really want a basketball season. If they can make it happen at this point, yay. If they can't, so what? Just give me something that I can have, because this year has been a crazy experience ever. Shout out to all the people that have children out there, because my friend he's had his kids for the last 8 months, yeah, and he's trying not to kill them.
No, I get
so,
it.
So there's just a lot of things that I would like to see go back to normal, and if they can make it work, great. But I don't think it's the end of the world, because we play a great conference schedule, and you know, UK we might beat them, we might not, but I don't really care at this point in this year based on everything that's happened. If Coach Mack doesn't want to play, and what he said makes a lot of sense, because he's looking at it from the whole spectrum of a picture.
Sure.
He's looking at it from the money standpoint, coming in here, fans or no fans. He's looking at it as a scale, not just a rivalry thing. So for me, I'm not really worried about it. I thought Oliver Saar got cleared, by the way.
Something like the NCAA
cleared him, but the SEC didn't.
It doesn't
which
matter.
Is stupid, because I don't know how that works. But
it,
I mean,
it doesn't matter,
does
because
work?
I'll tell you one of the reasons I want the game, because we'll waste them this year.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah, I said it. Okay. That's why I want the game. I want the basketball game, because Louisville's going to beat them. And I'm like, and here's the thing. I'm like, and to your point with that, Kentucky football voted not to play Louisville. They were coming here. They weren't giving up a home game. They weren't giving up anything. I mean, do you think Chris Mack would care as much if it was there?
No. Exactly.
You think it's why I don't care that John Calipari doesn't care. Well, I don't care. Let's go there. Yeah, let's waste their home game. Let's waste the revenue that they're going to gain. Let's waste that. Yeah, at their place. Sure, that's fine. I mean, so no. I am perfectly fine with Chris Mack saying absolutely not. Not going to do that. Let's set it up. Let's play somewhere neutral. If y'all want to play so bad, let's set it up somewhere. Let's play a neutral game, and let's split the money. Let's figure out a way to make this smart for everybody
and
involved.
And TV money gets split 50-50. I'm with that.
It's like, the biggest rivalry in college basketball. Let's figure it out.
I do think there is an opportunity here to where you can get creative with the game, and I know everyone's going on with the neutral site stuff. I think you can finally get creative and find a different damn time to put the game other than late December going up against the college football playoff or a major bowl game.
The one thing I've adamantly agreed with Calipari, and I don't agree with him very much, is about moving. He said something about moving big non-con games to February.
Yes.
Like, and I do agree with that. Like, Louisville, Kentucky in February would be a whole different ballgame.
And you've got your team settled and figured out. You got your starting eight rotation figured out by then.
Sure.
You got some type of semblance, some type of idea where you're at in your conference. I mean, yeah, it's never that, like, that whole thing where people aren't well put together yet and they're trying to figure out who they are still. There's a lot of things there. But I would really like to see the game play, but I just, at this point, I don't really care because I'm emotionally spent.
And I completely understand that, and I'm not going to criticize anyone for saying that, but if you are going to have a basketball season and you are going to play a non-conference season, throw the rivalry aspect out of it. You want the game to be played because it's the biggest game in the non-conference league, but also, just from a practical sense, what other major college program is 70, 80 miles away? Just the proximity of the two schools with everything going on, limiting travel, it is stupid not to get the game in from the standpoint of it is safer for those two schools to play than for Louisville to play 100%
teams that makes
from
sense.
Other parts.
You are right about that.
We've had a lot of conversations so far. We've went over a little bit. Let's not get Jack fired before he even really gets a...
Yeah, people have been like, where's Brian? Is that Andy on the board?
I know. No, it's Jack Grossman. So welcome in, Jack Grossman. But yeah, we don't want to get Jack fired before he actually even gets a full-time show. So go ahead. We'll go to break. When we come back, we'll continue this UK U of L conversation, but may even flip it over to the pigskin because some news that come out, I think you may end up seeing that game now. So we'll talk about that. This is Middays with Marcus Maben, Perrin Johnson in the house, Steve Rummage, Jack Grossman on the board on 93.9 The Ville.
Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville is broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben. Minus Marcus Maben. Steve Rummage in the house here. Perrin Johnson.
Can I do my Marcus Maben? people.
Listen, we're kind of, look, Perrin's my guy. We're kind of co-chairing today. And so not really a one chair today. We're two chairs.
You a lie. I'm the substitute teacher
so
over
we're
here.
So we're kind of like a four chair. And then we got Jack Grossman. Jack, everything, you made it through the break and stuff. So that was good. Appreciate it.
Yes, I managed to send us two breaks.
I really kind of got hung out there on an island and was kind of reopening the show and was going to just ask you how everything was going. But I was like, well, we literally just talked to you. So it's like, I really blew that.
Well, can we just talk about some things?
Let's do it.
So can I just table this? First of all, Maben hits me yesterday, tells me that he wants me to fill in for him. I said, I can. Am I going to be with Steve? He said he doesn't know.
Right.
So now I'm like, okay. So I'm like, you know, going through the ringer of trying to get a hold of people to fill in.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm getting up this morning. I get this text message. I'm going to be in with you today. I'm like, oh, that ain't nothing but Jesus. Not when I need him, but right on time.
Oh, man. Right on time. Yeah, well, like I said, I appreciate it, man. Marcus gave me the option yesterday and today, and I made a choice yesterday and made a different choice today, and I appreciate that. So, but I do appreciate you being in here, man. We don't get to do radio together often, and I really I enjoy time to do radio because you're about as knowledgeable with the game and sports and in general is about anybody you can be in here with. So makes it very easy. So a little bit, and we kind of got a quick segment here and then we're going to have to go back to break. In the second hour, we'll kind of do some more stuff. So do a little more football heavy, but real quick, just talking about football. So the NCAA, and I want to ask you two a question because I asked it to Marcus this morning, but the NCAA is voting or has voted on basically, it looks like it's going to come down the barrel that there's no eligibility, bowl eligibility. So everyone is eligible for a bowl, which in my mind also kind of takes away the tiers a little bit. So it's like, because you can kind of match up regionally. Let me ask you a question. Would you sign up today if you're Louisville or Kentucky? You say you're not going. Now, barring if you have a great season and you go to a New Year's Six Bowl or something, obviously you'd want to do that. But anything outside of that, are you signing up today for Louisville, Kentucky, and Nashville?
Hell yeah.
Like, is that because...
I don't know if I go, though, because, like, Nashville's been, like, low-key COVID hotspot.
Nashville's awesome.
It is, but, like, I've avoided COVID this long. I don't want to put stuff to chance. That's just, sorry, I am. That's how I feel.
Yeah, plus we don't know how many people would actually be allowed to go anyways.
20%.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20%. Yeah, I mean,
20% of what, though? Does anyone 20% know how much of the, Nissan Stadium?
It was about 60,000-70,000.
Yeah, it's so, like, yeah, 15,000.
Yeah, probably. I mean, probably a decent.
Yeah, give everybody, give each fan base 7,500 tickets.
Yeah,
not 7,500, 7,500.
Yeah, that's fair.
There we go.
That's fair.
You can do that.
So, yeah. Like, I think people would be down for that. And the reason I say that is because when I read that, I was like, oh, they're playing in a bowl game. Like, when you take away bowl eligibility and you take away, I think when you kind of take away the tier system, I said, they're going to match up Louisville, Kentucky in the bowl game.
That is the least shocking thing ever, that on this year they would take away the eligibility requirements.
Well, I don't mind it. Some people really went hard on it. I don't mind it with this year because they kind of...
It's a money grab. I mean, bowl games are money grabs anyway. Well, sure.
Gonna,
it's just officially
gonna,
maybe
if they're going to do it, what if they played in, like, Florida? Would you go?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if I have to go to a bowl game, I'd rather if I had to go because I'm not... I'm a little a bit of a... A homebody at the moment.
Fair enough.
Like most people. And Florida would be make sense for people that want to go.
Jacksonville, for instance. Jacksonville's got a ton of fans.
You're
going
to go to Jacksonville.
Man, I went to Jacksonville last year. It was not great.
Don't go to Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'm not even talking about like from the game perspective. Jacksonville as a city was not great.
No, I mean, Jacksonville's not all that great. I mean, it's okay.
It's got a lot of bridges.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, it did have a lot of bridges.
But I think a lot of people, though, would be okay. I mean, let's take going to the game out of it. Let's just say, we don't even know if bowl games, if they're going to allow, I don't know, you know, I mean.
Depending on the state.
We don't even know. We're talking in December. I mean, December, January. I mean, who knows? It may not even be a thing at that point. So, I mean, of course, it'd be a thing.
What if they play the bowl games next May? Just randomly.
That'd be terrible. That'd be absolutely terrible.
What would it be?
Playing the bowl games in the spring. That would be stupid. You can't play spring. But I think most Louisville, Kentucky fans would sign up for that. Say, hey, anything outside of like a special New Year's Six type of season, give me Louisville, Kentucky. Finish the year off.
Yeah, it makes sense on a lot of fronts, especially if you play that game in Nashville, as much as it just railed on not wanting to play the basketball game out of state. When it's a postseason game that it's, you know, as jokey as a bowl game is, that is more acceptable to play the game wherever it's set to be played.
Sure.
So I think you play the game in Nashville, you have some fun with it. It gives us some kind of maybe sense of normalcy. It'd be fun.
No, I do. I agree.
I don't know if the game would go particularly well for Louisville, but it'd be fun.
Wait a minute. What?
I see how you slid that in there.
What are you talking about?
I don't think Louisville's a...
And then he hits you with the music. He said, be quiet, Steve. He hits you with the music.
Louisville this year.
Hey, Cream, talk that talk to him, Cream.
You haven't watched Kentucky make one football play. Hey,
that is fair.
He hits you with the music.
I know.
Can we talk about it?
Goodness.
Can we talk about it?
Well, I don't think it'd be a good matchup. And then he's like...
Cue the music.
You haven't even seen Kentucky. Kentucky's got Terry Wilson at quarterback. Like, you're like...
Yes, fair.
Hey, Cream. Hey, tell him. Take that with him. You hit him with the music.
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is us, Steve Rummage, Cream, Perrin Johnson here. We are going to go to a break. We will be back with the second hour. Cream, talk that talk.
Purdue's going to kill Indiana.